Early voting gets underway here at the courthouse in Walker County on Monday, April 29th for the primary elections. I'm Joe Legee. On this episode of Walker This Week, we cover two topics. First, some of the logistics voters need to know before heading to the polls, and the new Doggy Day Out program at the Walker County Animal Shelter.
We're here 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. That first 2 weeks will be the only location open. We will have some satellite locations open up on May the 11th. That's a Saturday. Our Saturdays are May the 4th. We'll be here. And then the 11th, we'll have all five locations open, including us, Rock Spring, Chickamauga, Rossville, and Lookout Mountain. And Saturdays are 9 to 5. And you can vote at any early voting location. It's not like on election day where you have to go to your assigned precinct. If you live in Rossville and you're in Lafitte for some reason, you know, one day next week, you can pop in and go ahead and get that out of the way if you wanted to here at our location. We were the first county in North Georgia to offer satellite locations as a convenience to our voters. It's hard to do all 17 days at all of those locations for early voting, so we just offer the 6 days, a Saturday and then a full week. It's a long ballot. They will be probably standing in the booth for quite a while. There's several straw poll type questions on both ballots, the Republican and the Democrat, which brings me to, you will need to select a party. It's an open primary situation where when you come in to vote, you do have to select. There is a nonpartisan option. I will tell you, if you select the nonpartisan option, you're just going to get judges. That's the only thing that's on a nonpartisan ballot. They're the only ones that don't run under a party affiliation, which is what nonpartisan means. I just, as a ballpark guess, I would assume we'll vote about, 11,000 people or so, somewhere in that ballpark, about 25% of our 42,000 that is registered. Most of those, or at least half of those, will probably be early. That's the trend, voting early. And then the other half will come out on election day. Some people are, I'm going on election day and that's what I want to do. On election day, you just need to make sure you're visiting your assigned precinct. If you're in line at 7 o'clock, you're good to go. If it's, 7:01, I'm sorry, you missed your opportunity for this time. You do have to, we'll have, either somebody stand at the end of the line and say, this is the little end of the line, or somebody could give the end of the line a paper and say, hey, you're the end of the line, and anybody past you will not be able to vote. Call our office, request the absentee application. We'll be glad to mail that out to you. You can also print it online if you want to do that. You can mail it, fax it, email it. It does need to be a wet signature. So if you fill it out online or your iPad or your phone, or you do need to print it and get pen to paper and then scan it back in, and you can email it, fax it, mail it, all of those things. The last day we can mail out absentee ballots is the 10th of May, so they need to get their requests in prior to that date. Absentee ballots have to be here by 7 p.m. on election day, so May 21st in this instance. And they need to be here, not at the precinct closest to you or anything like that. They're not, they wouldn't be here by 7 p.m. if you dropped it off at your local precinct, and they're just not set up to receive absentee ballots. Visit our website, walkercountyelections.com, and look at their MVP page. That'll take them to a link provided by the Secretary of State's office. You put in your first initial, last name, date of birth, and county, and that will bring up all of your information, what precinct you're in, according to your address, what districts you're in as far as congressional and Senate and your commission districts, all of that. Either welcome to call our office, we're glad to answer those questions for them as well, but if they want to jump on the MVP site, they're welcome to do that as well. They can also see a sample ballot at that location.
At Walker County Animal Shelter, we have launched a new Doggy Day Out program where citizens can come to the shelter and check a dog out for the day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, starting at 10 a.m., the dogs do need to be back by 3:30 p.m. so we can get them settled in. It gives the dogs an opportunity to get out of the shelter, relieve some stress, and exert some energy. There is an application on the Walker County Government website under the Animal Shelter tab that you can fill out. Once you fill that application out, staff will be in touch with you with the manual that we will go over with you, and then you can come to the shelter and check a dog out.
Next week, an important update on the Chickamauga Battlefield Connector Trail. Just when will the battlefield be linked with downtown Chickamauga? Don't want to wait until next week? Hey, you can join us online anytime at walkercountyga.gov. or on the social media platform where you found this video. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you again real soon.